purple and scarlet, material they made finely woven garments for ministering in the holy place, as well as the holy garments which were for Aaron, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. He made thee a ephod of gold and of violet, purple and scarlet, material and fine twisted linen. Then they hammered out gold sheets and cut them into threads to be woven in with the violet, the purple and the scarlet material and the fine linen. The work of a skilled embroiderer. Of the same material, of gold and of violet, purple and scarlet material, and fine twisted linen, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. They also made the onyx stones, set in gold filigree settings. They were engraved like engravings of a scenet, according to the breastpiece folded double, a span long and a span wide when folded double. And they mounted four rows of stones on it. The first row was a row of ruby, topaz, and emerald. And the second row,
like cords, work of twisted cords of pure gold. They made two gold filigree settings and two gold rings, and put the two rings on the two ends of the breastpiece. Then they put the two gold cords in the two rings at the ends of the breastpiece. And they put the on the two ends of the two cords on the two filigree settings, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod at the front of it. They made two gold rings and placed them on the two ends of the breastpiece, on its inner edge, which was next to the ephod. Furthermore, they made two gold rings and placed them on the bottom of the two shoulder pieces of the ephod, on the front of it, close to the place where it joined above the woven. And they bound the breastpiece
by its rings to the rings of the ephod, with a violet cord so that it would be on the woven band of the ephod, and that the breastpiece would not come loose from the ephod, just as the Lord had commanded. And the turban of fine linen, and the decorated caps of fine linen, and the linen undergarments of fine twisted linen. And the sash of fine twisted linen, and violet, purple, and scarlet material, the work of the weaver. Of the holy crown of pure gold, and inscribed it like the engravings of a sealed holy to the Lord. And then they fastened a violet cord to it, to fasten it on the turban above, just as the Lord had commanded Moses.
All the work of the tabernacle, of the tent of meeting was completed. And the sons of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. So they did. Then they brought the tabernacle, Moses, the tent and all its furnishings, its clasps, its boards, its bars, its pillars and its bases. And the covering of ram skins dyed red, and the covering of fine leather, and the covering curtain, the ark of the testimony, its poles, and the atoning cover, the table, all its utensils, and the bread of the presence, the pure gold lampstand, its arrangement of the lamps and all its utensils, and the oil for the light, and the gold altar, and the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense, and the curtain for the door, the bronze altar and its bronze grating, its poles and all its utensils, the basin and its stand, the hangings for the courtyard, its pillars and its basin, and the curtain for the gate, of the courtyard. Its ropes and its pegs and all the equipment for the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of meeting. Woven garments for ministering in the holy place, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to serve as priests. So the sons of Israel did all the work according to everything that the Lord had commanded Moses. And Moses examined all the work, and behold, they had done it just as the Lord had commanded. This they had done. So Moses blessed them.